British researchers at Southampton General Hospital published in the journal Resuscitation, or the whole journal Resuscitation, found that 11% had memory recall of the unconscious spirit. 6% of those resuscitated after cardiac arrest reported NDEs. Both Van Lommel and the British researchers believe that these findings suggest consciousness could exist in the absence of a functioning brain. Okay. And here's some of the explanation. You can compare the brain to a TV set, said Van Lommel. The TV program is not in your TV set. Okay, interesting explanation. So where is consciousness? Is it in every cell of the body? I think so, said Van Lommel. We know that each day 50 billion cells die. He points out that this intensive cell turnover means that eventually almost all the cells that make up me or you are new. And yet we don't perceive ourselves as being any different from what we always were. Every 7 years, it's a different whole set of cells. And yet you are still you. And in other words, all our cells, not just brain cells, but trillions of others in muscles, skeleton, gut, skin, blood, talk to one another in a kind of network that keeps our experience of consciousness going on seamlessly. And so they left it as a question mark because they got no answer. And basically what we are trying to point here is that when we look at understanding the mind in the Bible is beyond your brain. As far as our brain memory cells are concerned, scientists have found out there are two basic ways that your brain remembers something. One is long-term memory. The other is short-term memory. Long-term memory is when your brain actually begins to physically change. The nerve cells form new connections. There are chemicals being produced in the brain that cause the brain to have new connections. So there's long-term memory, which we can, for lack of better words, we can call it chemical memory. It's a permanent physical chemical memory. Short-term memory is electrical. Yes, electrical impulses that are still going on. And so the short-term through time becomes long-term. That's just the brain. But it does not explain the memory that is inside the soul. When the brain is dead, when things are going on, the soul remembers everything, comes back into the physical body, and transmits that memory back into the brain cells. So I would say that memory is not just in your brain. It is in your soul. A function of the soul. That explains all these NDEs. People whose brain are dead, but something else is still recording and remembering. Not in the physical world, but in the soul realm is remembering. And that could bring it back into the brain. I'm trying to get this actual case because I like to always preach with facts, figures, and not just, you know, some illustration cooked up by someone. But there's one that I'm trying to get that I have not found yet. This was a real case that was mentioned by John Osteen, who has gone to be with the Lord in Lakewood Church, Houston. And they talk about this. I think it came up once in some nature program. This little child was born without a brain. You may have heard that story somewhere. There's no brain at all. Somehow something happened in the scalp, you know, there was a deformity. And as far as the scientists look at it, there was no brain. It's just some sort of stem. All the nerves end up in some sort of stem. There was no brain. And of course, people are wondering what to do with this child. But as this child grew, this child had all the normal functions of a normal child. Functions like normal, remembers things, learns the ABC, does maths, do everything, but without a brain. So tell me, where is all the remembering going on? Something deeper than that. Up to this point, some of you are saying, how does that relate to me? Well, if you're not doing well in your studies and you say your brain is low in power, you have hope. And you realize that the remembering process is something far deeper than we try. You know how sometimes scientists haven't got all the research done yet? They research a brain, but there's so much more. So even how we remember things is not something that is as easy as we think. Something deeper than that. There is a part of our mind that can be tapped on. And here's a point where we want to point to the Word of God and look at the Word of God in its overall view. Let's start. I know this is session number 8 of Understanding the Mind, but well, let's start somewhere. Once upon a time, whichever way you like it, in a galaxy far, far away, no, on the planet Earth. In the book of Genesis, when God first created Adam and Eve, God created Adam and Eve perfect. Spirit, soul, and body. All their spiritual being was functioning normally. Their soul being was perfect. There was no sin yet. Their physical body was perfect. They could have lived 1,000 years and they will look exactly as the day God made them. No aging, no decay. Perfect as the day they were created. So their physical body was functioning normally. And if they had whatever form of brain that they had at that time they had, it would be functioning perfectly. So I would say that when God first created Adam and Eve, and that if you were to ask a question, who is the wisest man in the Bible? Who is the wisest man in the Bible? Any person, any takers? Adam? Okay. The gold medal goes to Jesus. Have to be, right? Okay. Let's give Jesus a gold medal. He came to be a man. In a form of man. So let's give him the gold medal. Yay! A clap offering for Jesus. Yeah, alright. That's very pathetic. Let's give him a good one. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you. Right. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Gold medal for Jesus. He's the wisest man in the whole Bible. Second wisest man. Okay. Because Solomon was after the fall. It has to be Adam before the fall. It has to be. Because whoever and whatever Adam was like has to be much better than Solomon, who is already, you know, many generations of fallen sin. So there was a lot of great wisdom in Adam. So Adam has a silver medal. The silver medal goes to Solomon. The bronze we can give to Solomon. So even though in Solomon's time Solomon was the wisest man in his generation. But compared to the whole Bible, he got only the bronze medal. The rest of us... Okay, we got a minor Christ. Okay, we are trying for the gold medal. Okay, thank you very much. Now, the purpose of this series is to help you to get into the gold medal, right? The gold medal league, the minor Christ. And as far as we know, Adam had a mind and a brain and a function like we probably never have seen realized before. The fact that when God brought all the animals to him, that was before Eve was created, and he was perfect. When God brought all the animals to him, he could name them, and they were lords. You know, sometimes you see this Christian movie or secular movie of Noah and the flood. You know what animals they have? All the common animals you could get in a small little zoo. Zebras and giraffe and elephants. There are more animals in the Garden of Eden than we ever have today. And possibly dinosaurs too. Because behemoth and leviathan. Of course, leviathan was not taken in because they're sea creatures. All the sea creatures were not known to be safe. Land animals, behemoth. And the Bible mentions the unicorn. And there are many other animals that, remember, just about 10 years ago, they discovered some new animal in Southeast Asia somewhere. And don't forget the bison, North America, and all the other animals out there. So when they do Noah's Ark movie, have you noticed they kept to all the common animals that you see in a zoo? There could be lots of other animals. Probably we may only have only 1% of what was original. We do not know what is that. And don't forget the mammoth was also there, a species of animal or elephants. And so there are many other animals we don't realize that were there. And everyone before, all the animals haven't fallen yet too. So when they brought, God brought it to Adam. And Adam looked at it, the wisdom in his life was such he could tell what nature it was, tell what it was like, and he gave a name to every one of them. That was great intelligence, and he didn't have to take many years. You know, nowadays, they take many years to study one animal. And Jane Goodall, she spent her whole life studying gorillas. So she learned to sit with them, you know. And she learned about all the patterns, everything. It took a long time to learn simple things like when a gorilla is angry, don't look at him in the eye. Look down. All these things. She spent years there to learn about one animal, the gorilla. And another guy I knew, you know, or read about, he studied ducks for 15 years. I wouldn't want to study ducks for 15 years. I prefer to eat them. 15 years. And then I forgot his name, but he was the one who discovered what you call this, what's the name again, that bonding? Imprint. The first time when a duck comes out, you know, why do ducks follow their mother? Why do chickens follow their mother? He discovered imprinting. That the first thing the duckling or the chick sees, it imprints. So, if a duck is about to be born and Swanu is around, the first thing the duckling says is Swanu. Duckling says, Papa! Papa! And it will start following him everywhere. And that's why it could be a dog or whatever, and the duck was following the dog around. Imprinting. Took him 15 years to work it out. Adam saw in a few seconds, he knew everything about the animal. What kind of brain function did he have? Powerful one. And I believe at that time that Adam... And incidentally, you know the reason why God was bringing all the animals to him?